take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, one Beijing doctor has built a mountaintop house thing on top of an apartment building.
And he's gotten in trouble.
It's pretty crazy. We'll share that with you on the way here. Plus, your calls, 855-453. Ian here in studio.
And Nemi.
And we go to the phones and to the fun. Ryan has been listening and waiting patiently in Georgia. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
You guys are talking about, like, interpersonal relationships. Like, I don't have it in me not to forgive people. Because, like, I'm certainly not a perfect person, and mm-hmm. I've been, like, through a lot of, made a lot of mistakes, and a lot of people, gave up on me. But if I didn't have the people in my life that, gave me another chance and really saw the good in me, I probably wouldn't be on, like, the positive path that I'm on today, so...
Right on. And it's usually a minority, right? Like in this case, where whether we're talking about Chris or Jesse or whoever the character might be, whoever it is that has done some wrong or perceived has been perceived as doing wrong
or
to others.
Or just even a tough situation.
Yeah, to have somebody reach out to say, hey, somebody still cares about you. Somebody sees the good in you and express that to somebody can really help. I mean, can really give somebody, something to reach out to or believe in, and that's important. If you feel like everybody shut you out and there's no chance for redemption, then I think you're right. You could go in the wrong direction.
Yeah, but I think, as far as, making society better as a whole, if you just go, oh, you'll never get it together. If you do that to somebody, they'll just be like, well, why even bother to...
Right.
Work on myself or, and I just think that I don't have it in me. Like, I always have an open line of credit for people. But at the same time, if they're impacting me negatively, I'll just be like, you're not really ready. Why don't you come back when, you're a little bit more sincere or, but you can't just have people take advantage of you at the same time.
Right. And I think that's fair. I think it's foolish to continue putting yourself out there for someone who's going to just continually take advantage of you.
Sure. That's the difference between forgiveness and trust, right? You can rebuild trust over time, but forgiveness is something you can give away to someone in an instant. And as
sure.
you said, it's only something you really do for yourself, so you're not the one carrying around this burden of being angry at someone or the burden of holding a grudge.
Sure.
Because if you hate someone, it doesn't hurt them. It only tears you up inside.
Yes.
I just think it's really important as far as... I think it's weird, especially if it happens to you and you're in that position and you've been through all that pain and you hurt a lot of people as far as you negatively impacted their lives. I think it's really painful and you don't want to face it and unless somebody just goes, you're not a bad person. You just made a lot of mistakes. It's really tough it's not an excuse, but kind of a tough world we live in. It's very confusing. People don't get the guidance necessarily that they need, and I just think it's a lot more helpful to, try to reach out to people. And
compassionate, absolutely. I'd just like to speak to this in the situation that we're discussing here. I don't think that anyone was actually speaking from a point of lack of compassion.
Oh, yeah. I heard it.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. There was one guy who said that he wishes Jesse would die. There was a guy who came out publicly and said that, and people were saying things privately.
By his own hand.
That were
okay.
Very nasty.
And again, these are people who have been tremendously hurt from this
no,
person.
No, that's not even true
Hold
either.
Hold on. Wait. My ultimate point here is that these people are coming from a point where they did not see any sort of acknowledgement on this person's part.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
they weren't there.
They did not see any acknowledgement currently.
That's not true either. The individual on the post in the group did say...
The death wish was the second post.
Did say that he was sorry and did wish to make amends and did come to an agreement with one of the people who he owes money to make those amends. All of that was done publicly. And had anybody actually ever bothered to talk with him that was downing him, then maybe they would have felt differently too. Or maybe they would have thought he was just a liar and just manipulating people. And maybe he is. I don't know. But right Brian, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. I do appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, for our listeners that are just tuning in, we in the last hour talked about the resurgence, the reappearance of an activist who had moved here years ago for the Free State Project and had moved away after basically burning as many bridges as could possibly be burned through lack of action, through lack of responsibility, through lack of paying back loans. And then this individual shows back up into town. And it shouldn't be surprising that people are cold. I'm not surprised by it. I expect that. You
right.
know, that's how people are. They hold a grudge, and they hold the grudge, and you know, they don't think people can change, or they don't believe that the people who've hurt them
or
can
they're
change.
Or they're waiting to see evidence of change. Now, talk, you say, there's a bunch of talk.
Mm-hmm.
Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words.
Well, the dude just got into town. I
fair
mean,
enough.
I get what you're saying, that, yeah, maybe he should have reached out to the people that that he owed money to in advance. But maybe those people didn't want to hear from him. I don't know. Maybe they blocked him on Facebook.
More
we don't
than
know
restitution.
What the
reasons were. Well, I'll get to this a little later, because, as I said, I'd really like to talk about what constitutes an apology and an effective apology. And just saying I'm sorry is not enough, and making promises is not enough.
You've got to take action, but the dude just got into town. What do you want to happen? I mean, he came into town, he cooked some dinner for some folks, he, you know, cleaned some dishes, he's driving mm-hmm. a car, he brought some money, a little bit of money with him.
Yeah.
He's not in it. When he first came to town, he was totally mooching off of people. He's paying his own way now that he's in town mm-hmm. right out the gate. So already those are some positive indicators. Now, you know, when he starts making payments to the people that he owes money, that'll be another positive indicator.
Fair enough.
And maybe he will and maybe he won't. It's one thing to say, I'm going to watch and see.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to start yelling about how you're going to boycott the Keene Activist Center, or that, you know, that Ian is an enabler of hate or something like that. You know, just like
to be clear, I said neither of those things.
I didn't say you said
right.
those things.
I just want to be clear.
You had some concerns. Your
yes.
concerns were valid. I think that many of the concerns were valid. They were addressed by people in the community
yep.
who were willing to have a level-headed conversation with Jesse about it rather than just shout on an internet forum
sure.
or in Facebook. And as a result of that, he agreed he was going to go away from the activist community center
sure.
and was going to make his own way and begin to make payments to people.
My primary objection to this, as I said throughout that thread, is the execution of his return was terrible at best.
Okay. People live and learn.
Live and learn, absolutely. So I made my concerns known, and they were spoken to, and that is that. And actually, while we were on the phone with Chris, I wanted to speak to that, too. I see a tendency of folks to, once something happens and there's arbitration or mediation and a resolution's reached, that should be the end of it, unless you see a recurrence of the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some things last night, that, especially as the thread was jacked and the topic changed, that things that had been resolved were brought back up as though they hadn't been resolved,
mm-hmm.
as though Chris had not made good on
those. Just to clarify, you're talking about changing from the discussion about Jesse, who
right.
had left the community, then come back in a very controversial manner, to talking about our friend Chris Cantwell
yeah.
who also had left the community in a controversial, under a controversial kind of tone.
Had some issues with some people in the
yeah.
community and resolved those issues and has kept his end of the bargain, so far as I can see,
mm-hmm.
because he's still welcome here.
By some people.
By some people,
true. Some people hold a grudge.
You know, not everybody likes everybody else.
That's it. That's the point here. And I think that, you know, I posted on Facebook today a little status update. I love schisms.
Yeah.
And the point behind that was that this is inevitable, and you might as well embrace it when it happens.
Yep.
It's tragic. As I said, I want all my friends to get along. You know, we're not naming any other names in this particular case, but I want it all. You know, I like it when my friends get along, and it's
mm-hmm.
frustrating when they don't.
Yeah.
But ultimately, there's not really much I can do besides, you know, offer my services as kind of a mediator or whatever to try to best propagate that. But ultimately, people are going to disagree.
Yep.
They're going to disagree on tactics. They're going to disagree on approach, communication, strategy, whatever. And when that happens, it's okay for people to go their separate ways. It's okay
yep.
for a new forum to be started or a new group to be begun. Or
I don't
a new
even
project
think it has to go that far. I think
spawned.
We can
but
agree to disagree.
But that's what happens. I mean, like the Free Keene Forum came out of the New Hampshire Free Forum because it wasn't good enough. We needed something different. Schisms are okay. More coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me Protection, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Jim McCutton from Modest Resources. August 13th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,329. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,377.11, $688.56 for a half ounce, or $344.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,377.11, $688.56, and $344.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. We tonight includes Ian.
And Nemi.
Join us again over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can enter Amazon. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You enter the right Amazon for you through those links. You'll see at shop.freetalklive.com. And then you just do your shopping as you normally would and feel good because the stuff you buy, you would have bought it anyway, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price when you start your shopping. shop.freetalklive.com. Now, there is something that I would recommend you get outside of Amazon, and that would be your gold and silver. I use Midas Resources, and that's not just because they happen to be the company that is behind getting the show on a bunch of radio stations all around the country, but that certainly helps. It's because they've got a great selection, their pricing is excellent, and you won't be disappointed with the product that you buy, whether it's gold or silver, from Midas Resources. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. You can buy all kinds of cool silver rounds and gold pieces, or you can call them at 877-857-9938. That's toll-free for Midas Resources, 877-857-9938, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Jason is in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nemi. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to talk about basically dispute resolution, or DROs as they're commonly referred to as. I just find it kind of telling that supporters of the free state say that disputes could be resolved in this manner, and then apparently they have a large dispute, and it doesn't sound like they're implementing any of these procedures to resolve the dispute.
Oh, well, I don't think that everybody wants to resolve disputes. Some people just don't like one another, in which case it might be most effective for them to stay away from each other. But there have certainly been dispute resolutions that have gone through here. There have absolutely been folks who have had conflicts mediated. I believe we've been through some of those, Nemi.
Yeah.
Not you and I, as in a conflict.
We fight all the time.
But we've been involved in these sorts
in
of things in the community.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously we don't talk about those things publicly because they're not always something that needs to be public.
I see. Well, I mean, and that was one of my chief complaints is, you know, if you have a dispute and somebody doesn't want to resolve the dispute, then, you know, a DRO is pretty much powerless.
Well, DRO is a concept that is promulgated by Stefan Molyneux. I don't know if that's what, you know, protection companies or insurance companies would call themselves in the future. That's just his vision of the way certain things might work out. But what I recommend you do is take a look at a great book. It's called The Market for Liberty. You can go to book.freetalklive.com. You can download it for free in audiobook form or in PDF, I believe. And basically, this book goes into detail as to how it is that the marketplace can place incentives into a situation that will encourage people to participate in dispute resolution. So if you've got a dispute, you know, you say somebody has ripped you off, for instance, and that other person is saying, well, I don't want to go to arbitration. I don't really feel like I have to. And in that case, people hopefully will understand that their reputation will be on the line,
mm-hmm.
and that if somebody accuses you of stealing and your response to that is to say, well, I'm not going to arbitration, then that makes you look bad. Like, if you didn't steal the thing, then go to arbitration and defend your position. If you end up winning, the other person will bear the cost of the arbitration. So one of the things that's important about the idea of a free market and justice is that there's not this... The one side is not unfairly weighted. So with the state, for instance, they can come after you, and there's no penalty to the state for coming after you for something. But if you file a lawsuit against somebody in this structure wherein the loser is the one that pays, then there's a disincentive for people to file lawsuits that are frivolous, because if I file a frivolous claim against you and then you prevail in court, I'll be the one who has to bear the cost of your attorney, bear the cost of the arbitrator, bear the cost of all the costs of going to court. And that means that I would want to make sure that I have a good case before I'm going to bring something to an arbitrator. So it would be in the individual's best interest to respond to a claim against him, because otherwise a decision might be made in his absence. And that could affect their reputation. Now, if you want to point out that there would be people who don't care about their reputation, you would be right about that. Yes, those people would exist too, and in which case those people would be probably considered outlaws, and people would be able to deal with them in whatever way would be appropriate, as you might deal with a dangerous or potentially dangerous outlaw. Any thoughts, Jason?
Well, I understand, like, all the theory behind it. I spend quite a bit of time researching these topics. It's just... You know, this seems like more like a real world example, and you know, there's a lot of accusations.
What seems like a real world example?
The example that you guys brought up with that person kind of coming into town, and I guess he didn't do it properly, which I don't know about. And I'm kind of talking blind here because I don't know a lot about the situation. Nor do
I. Well, right. I mean, yeah, you aren't informed on the situation, but let me give you a little bit more information here. Some people don't like the individual in question. There's an activist who's come back into town after several years. Some people don't like him, and they've never met him. And they don't like him because of what some people have said about him. Now, are some of those things true? Does he owe people money? Yeah. But someone not liking another person isn't a grievance you can take to arbitration. There's no wronging of another that has happened there. What needs to be arbitrated is the people who have a claim against him. And in those cases, one person did step forward, and even without any arbitration whatsoever, the other party involved agreed to make payments to that person and agreed publicly to make payments to that person. No arbitrator was even needed in that particular case. So if two people can come to an agreement without involving a third party, that's the optimal situation, because then you don't have to pay the third party, because in a free market world, you're going to have to pay that arbitrator. Someone is. So if you can cut, you've got an incentive to come to an agreement with the person in the first place. You don't have to go to arbitration. But ultimately, if you do, then part of going to the arbitration is agreeing that you'll accept the decision of the arbitrator and that you will do as the arbitrator decides in that particular case. So I think what you're missing here, Jason, is that the problems are already being resolved without the need for arbitration.
I understand that, and I kind of think that that's great and everything, but without, like, some sort of mediator, I mean, you'll never find out what happens in the long run. And in other words, you know, if there's a judgment against you in court, then there's a public record, and then when you satisfy that judgment, people can look that up, whereas kind of off the books, the way it's being handled, this person might suffer reputation damage forever, even though he has.
I see your concern. The point you're missing is that all of this is being had in a relatively open forum amongst approximately 200 activists. So this is happening publicly in at least the community. And we're even talking about it here on the air, which obviously isn't required. But the public that is concerned is very easily able to see what is going on and make their own decisions about whether or not people have been made right. So I'm sorry if we miscommunicated some of that. Jason, thanks for the call.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. We give them away, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You just click download and grab as many episodes as you'd like. The last 7 days' worth of the show are right there on the front page of the site, and then you can click into the archive section to go back for years' worth of free downloads, all of it over at freetalklive.com. Now, every loan payment is made up of principal payments and interest payments, and from the first payment on, the amount that you pay down towards the principal of the amount that you're, the total amount you're paying out of your check increases over time, and the amount that goes to interest decreases. That said, if you start with a 30-year loan, your first payment may be something like 35% going to principal and the remaining 65% going to interest. That's no good. You don't really want to end up paying two or three times as much for the home that you end up buying, right? So why not look at a 20-year or a 15-year loan? 20-year loan, first payment right out the gate, you're at 49.6% going to principal. That's a huge increase up from 35%. If you get a 15-year loan, you're looking at 59% right out the gate going to principal reduction. So these are great ways for you to adjust your loan to where you can pay it off sooner and pay less to pay fewer dollars to toward the interest. So learn more by contacting the Mortgage Minute Guy and talk to their experts. 866-288-0088 is their toll-free number. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. That's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. As we go and continue with your calls and your thoughts, Kurt is on the line in Michigan. And Kurt, you're on Skype. Hey there.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if you could expound upon an idea that you've kind of thrown into the conversation as a kind of an aside a couple of times over the past couple of months.
Okay.
And the way you state it, I'm like in vehement disagreement of, you know, total vehement disagreement of it.
All right.
But I'm open to the idea that maybe I'm interpreting it the wrong way. So I'm wondering if you could please expound upon the idea that you can only own what you can defend.
Did I say that?
Yes. You can only own what you defend, what you can defend.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have agreed that I would have said that. Can you give me more context?
Just in the idea of property ownership, I couldn't give you a specific example of it, but you have said it a couple of times. You can only own what you defend, what you can defend. You don't recall that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe you could say that there's the idea of abandoned property. I think there's something to that idea. I think that people, like, let's say Anarcho Jesse, for instance, was having a conversation with him the other night, because he's more of like an anarcho-socialist kind of guy or mutualist. And I know there's a difference between those, but I can't really explain what it is. But, you know, he's got different ideas about property. And, you know, I think there's something to be said for the idea of abandoned property, that, you know, something is clearly, you know, not being used, it's overgrown or whatever, that nobody really cares about it anymore. I think there's an argument to be made that at some point that it goes back to the commons and can be rehomesteaded. That's just how I feel about it. There's nothing really to back that up. I
don't think this was in the context of abandoned property, because I would also agree that if you do abandon something. But again,
what,
that
what
could
context
be,
then?
I can't remember what exactly what it was, okay. But you basically said like twice over the past couple of weeks, you can only own what you can defend.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't remember saying that those exact words.
Oh man, and I was looking for a fight too.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could give it to you. I'm trying to figure out what that could possibly mean. I think there's something also to be said that, you know, if it is yours, it is important to protect it. Like, you know, if you just leave your front door open at all times and don't really care if anyone comes in or not, it's probably going to be the case that somebody might come in and take something that you believed to be yours. So, you know, good fences make good neighbors, or locked doors in this case.
That would still be stolen property from a moral sense, though.
It sure would. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I guess that's what I meant by defend it. Like, you have to take action to make sure that it stays your property. You know, you have to another person would have to know that it's your property. And if somebody is coming through a locked door, it's pretty clear that, you know, they're doing something. In that case.
And that is undefended.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's my bad. I keep leaving your microphone turned off.
It's cool. I think that it's the only thing that I can really take from it is at my house, I have property. I'm not there to defend it presently.
Right.
So, yeah.
But that's what locks are for, right?
Locks. Security
system. That is a defense. A lock
is
a defense.
Correct. And so if I don't use a security system, I'm kind of taking the risk in trusting that nothing's going to happen to it.
It doesn't mean that it's not stealing if somebody does come into it
through
an unlocked door and take things. So maybe I miscommunicated to you, Kurt, because it certainly sounds like I did.
It must have been. I must have misinterpreted what you were saying, because I could have sworn that is the idea got across. In fact,
no. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, I'm almost a pacifist. I still think that, you know, even if a pacifist lays down for a criminal and allows the criminal to take a bunch of their stuff, that still means that those things were the pacifists and those things were stolen from them.
And he would still have an action against that criminal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I guess we are in total agreement.
What else you got for me, Kurt?
Not much.
What do you think about forgiving people in the activist community, or just in general? I mean, who have trespassed on others, and giving people second and third chances and things like that, or fourth
or
fifth chances?
Well, I mean, the actual forgiveness is up to the people who are transgressed against.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, basically, what you're talking about is a reputation. I mean, this person sowed a reputation, and he might have some road to hoe in order to be able to overcome it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But should the person be allowed to try? Should the person who has ruined a reputation be allowed to make amends?
That's up to each individual who holds that thought of that person.
What do you think?
I would, you know, it depends upon how they were transgressed against, you know, but. If it's just a simple, you know, they made off with, you know, they made a promise and they didn't keep it, I would give somebody a second chance. If you're talking about something that happened that was of a violent nature, that would take a lot more for me to, you know, come to grips with.
And that's where I'm coming from in this situation, and we haven't really disclosed that part of the situation. There's some serious mishandling of firearms here. that, you know, confronting people, going after people.
Well, it was 4 years ago, and
it doesn't matter to me.
People make mistakes. They don't, you know, somebody has to learn somehow how to handle a firearm. And in some of those instances,
it's
common
sense.
There was miscommunications.
Really,
in one instance. Where
his
he was
life is not, and his life was not being threatened in
someone
any
else,
of those
someone
situations.
Someone was yelling outside, "Help me, help me!" And he ran outside with a gun in one of those supposedly controversial instances.
One of four situations that were listed.
Yeah, there were a few. He was a hothead. I mean, absolutely, the guy was a hot-headed, brash kid who had nothing going for him in life, and he didn't know what he was doing. And he's the first to admit that.
So that's great. So he says, "I'm changed. I'm sorry." There's a moment of pause,
mm-hmm.
and then we wait and we watch. Does something happen? Does nothing happen?
I guess we'll find out.
I haven't seen anything yet. It's been two.
Well, what, are you looking for miracles here? I mean, he just got to town.
I'm looking for something. And I'm just speaking to how you're coming off, Ian, is, okay, so all is... I've changed. I'm sorry. So all is forgiven with you. That's okay. That's certainly your,
I forgave him
your perspective.
Years ago.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable around someone who is a hothead with firearms. And
was.
I'm.
You don't know if he still is.
Once is enough for me.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
If you still intend to carry.
Well, he's a felon, so he can't.
And that's no reassurance to me either, quite frankly.
Okay, yeah, obviously he could still carry, you're right. But
does it change the fact that he's a hothead? It may not.
You don't even know the guy.
I have met Jesse,
You've
actually.
Met him. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Recently, right? Or a long time
no,
ago?
No, this was a while ago. Absolutely. I didn't. I got a very angry vibe off him,
yeah.
much like I did with you when we first met.
Yeah. Are you still getting that from him? Have
yes.
you met him since
yep,
then?
I have.
I've been in the same room with him once, and I felt like I was being sized up.
Thanks for the call, Kurt. Appreciate hearing from
you.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Interpersonal relationships usually mean drama at some point. And I wish it didn't. I wish everybody could get along, but people are just too darn different to make that happen. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing that people are different and that we have, that we're not all the same. I think you touched on this earlier, Nemi. But I don't think that just because we're different means that people have to be fighting with one another, just maybe accept the differences and move on.
I have been on the kind of the receiving end of some ultimatums. Is that you know? Well, aren't you my friend? Don't you agree with me? And then ultimately, you know, I make my own opinions. I'm my own person. I have my own morals, my own judgment, my own character.
Right. Can't I be your friend while at the same time being the friend of the person with whom you do not agree?
Correct. Absolutely.
That's my position. And that's your position.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that both of us, I think both of us have seen each other function well in that regard. I don't really react well when someone says to me, well, you're not a very good friend to me if you don't agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't react
well.
It's
not what being a friend is about,
no,
is it?
No. And I think, especially in a liberty context, because isn't it, we base our interactions at voluntary interactions.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to be coerced or cajoled or threatened or shamed for my decisions. I will continue to operate, make my decisions as I see fit, and I don't need to explain that to anyone, and I won't.
I'm happy to explain myself. Like I said before, I look for the best in people, and I want to encourage the best in people. And I find that if you look for the best in people, you see the best in people more often. In the same way that, you know, if you see a car that you like, a new car, and then all of a sudden you start noticing it more, you're looking, you're more, it's more aware, it's more in your consciousness. It's something that you are more aware of as a result of that. And it's the same thing for the people in your lives. If you're always talking about somebody and how bad of a person they are, if you're, you know, focusing on their faults or where they failed, then you're more likely to think about those things when you see that person. But what if you look in a different direction? What if you look at the things they're really good at and some of the things that they've improved upon? And then when you talk to them about, you know, the things that they're good at and the things that they've improved upon, and encourage more of that rather than focusing on the negative stuff. It's easy to look for the negative in
the
world.
Sure, because you can always find fault with something.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
Let's go to the phones and to Skype, where we have, I believe, Ryder. Ryder is with us from Keene on Skype. Hello, Ryder.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, you're on with Nemi as well. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, guys. So, Ian, how can you sit on the radio and say that ostracism should be the answer when people are wronged and when someone is a habitual liar, thief, cheat, manipulative, and someone like that should be ostracized? You sit on the radio and say, and then on the other hand, someone comes into town who's proven himself to be all of those things, and you let him on your couch. Now, it's your couch.
Wait. It was not Ian's couch.
Oh, it's the church. And Ian is a minister of his church.
Yeah, so I've never been ripped off by the person that is that you're discussing here, that you're talking about an activist who came back into town after several years and after allegedly having burned quite a few bridges and owing some people some money. I'm not one of those people, but even if I and if I were, maybe I would feel differently about having the person on my couch. I did say that I would be willing to let that person crash on my couch if necessary. Because I've always been on good terms with that individual, and I've always been forgiving towards towards that person. But, you know, if you're one of the people that he's screwed over, then I can understand, you know, you being pretty cautious about that. Don't blame you at all.
It's not about that. It's not about the personal issues that I have. But ostracism needs to be a community thing. I can't just go to 10 people in a group. If I punch two of them in the face, the rest of the eight should not still accept me just because I punched two.
I'm all for ostracism if a person isn't willing to make amends, but from what I understand, this individual is willing to make amends.
This individual is a manipulative liar and says he will make amends. That's what manipulative people do.
That's fine. I understand the position you're coming from, and it's completely valid considering the situation that you found yourself in. But, you know, the most recent version of this individual is 4 years or 5 years older than the last version of this individual. Presuming most people have new experiences and perspectives that they attain over a five-year window of time.
I think there are some similarities in the situation presently as compared to the situation before he left town, because again,
exact same now that he did 4 years ago.
Exactly. If we look at the last 48 hours, and Ian, I know you keep coming back and saying, but he says he'll make good. Talk is cheap. Actions speak
louder than words. I'm willing to give
somebody
more than 48 hours to make good on something, on a promise they made that at this point is 4 years old. So what's another 3 or 4 days or week?
Fair enough.
Or 2 weeks?
But
he's got to get
work. I'm not going to change. My discomfort level is not going to change.
I'm not asking you to change anything.
No. I'm not saying you are.
The question to me was from Nick about, well, how can I advocate ostracism, and then here I am not ostracizing somebody when people I know and care about have been harmed by this individual. Yep. The thing is, I care about the other guy too, mm-hmm. and I want people to get along, and I'm willing to give people multiple chances to rectify their wrongs, especially if after 4 or 5 years somebody comes back into the community and says, "Hey, I've changed. I'm willing to make a difference." I don't blame you for being a skeptic writer. That's certainly within your purview, and you know, I'm sorry if it offends you that I'm so forgiving towards people.
You're a doormat, basically. And this person is taking advantage of you, and I feel
bad.
How
is he taking advantage of me? I mean, he's helped people that since he's been here. He's done favors for folks. He's come into town. He's got some money. He's got a car. He's not mooching off of anybody. So yeah. He's already approaching things from a different perspective.
Doing what he should be doing instead of what he shouldn't be doing.
That's right.
You don't get a gold star for that.
Whereas the last time he came to town, he started mooching right out the gate and never did anything for anybody.
Here's how my relationship with Corey started. He showed up at my house and said, "Hey, I need a place for a few days." And I was like you, and I wanted to be friendly to the new activist.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed for a few days. A few days was turned into a week. A week turned into, like, a month and a half. Now, probably I was a doormat in that situation. I should have kicked him out sooner. One of the reasons I didn't is I personally liked Corey. I liked talking to him. I liked being around him. He has that kind of personality. But then when you realize that that personality is just a cover for what he's really trying to do, which is get things for free and steal my bagels when I'm at work, it all falls apart, and you can't trust someone like that anymore because they will come across.
I don't blame you.
They will.
I wouldn't advocate you trust him. I think there's a difference between forgiving somebody and trusting them. And I'm not even advocating you forgive him, man. You do whatever you feel is right for you. That's your business. But if somebody says they're willing to try to make good and they're going to go through those steps, I'm willing to give them time and space to do that kind of thing. And I get what you're saying. You think I'm a doormat, and I don't necessarily agree. I mean, yes, I'm more likely to forgive somebody than not. But I guess I wasn't in that situation with him. I didn't give him anything. I never loaned him any money. So I learned from other people's experiences. And I think that if there's one thing that Corey taught us, it was, as a community, it was to not just trust somebody right out the gate because they call themselves a free stater. It was a hard-earned lesson, and unfortunately, you, Ryder, were one of the people that learned that lesson the most closely and most difficult, in the most difficult perspective. But ultimately, a lot of people were paying attention, and they learned that, you know, this lesson that, hey, just because somebody waltzes into town and says, I'm a free stater, doesn't mean you want to necessarily let them into your inner circle or start giving them a bunch of freebies.
The same can be said for someone who waltzes into town and says, I've changed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Nobody's giving him anything for free. He has paid his way in thus far, and I don't think he's asked for a freebie.
I don't think the reaction, I mean, if someone comes over to my house and poops in the sink, and I kick them out, yeah. Right? And then I come home, and lo and behold, the same person is standing in my kitchen. My level of discomfort
would
be
disrespectful, considering you kicked them out of your home.
Absolutely.
But he has not been kicked out of the Keene Activist Center.
He has
been asked to leave and will be allowed back when he has proven that he is making payments to folks. So, again, you know, what more can you really want? But, I mean, is what you're wanting here, Ryder, is for everybody to ostracize him just because he did some bad things 4 years ago?
Did some bad things is an understatement. Corey is a liar. He will lie about everything. He said he was in the Navy. He said he's gotten therapy. Get the receipts from the therapy, Ian. Call the girl he's with on Facebook.
I really don't care about that. I'm not interested.
You don't care that someone's just lying to you about his past, and that's not a big red flag to you.
I think it's also a salient point here that it happened to people that you care about. I think the sense that I got from the thread was that some folks are upset with you, Ian,
yep.
Because these are people that you care about that this happened to.
Why can't I care about everybody?
Fair enough. Ask them.
I'm not interested in digging into his past and checking out his story. All I care about is whether he starts making payments to people. What matters to me is what he does from here on.
I don't do business with liars, but you can if you want.
You don't what, liars? I'm sorry?
I don't do business with liars, but you can if you want to.
I'm not doing any business with them, and I wouldn't give them a loan. Thanks for the call tonight, Ryder. Appreciate it. More coming up. Hour number three is next, but if he makes payments, then what can I say to them? I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.